Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design, and something new coming from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
morning, Dean.
Good morning. Tomorrow, new Rolling Stones music will come out. This would be the Baby Boomers equivalent of something new from Taylor Swift coming out. We're all very excited that we're going to be hearing the Rolling Stones' first new music in 18 years. That's since they've had a new studio album out. It's going to be called Hackney Diamonds. They're going to release it on the Rolling Stones YouTube page in a live stream event. That will all happen tomorrow morning. This is the first Rolling Stones album ever since the death of drummer Charlie Watts, so that's a big deal. The last original album to come out was back in 2005 called A Bigger Bang. So hot new stuff tomorrow.
What did Kanye West do to get himself banned in Venice, Italy?
Yeah, you can almost do just about anything you want in Italy. It's very freewheeling. But a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, he was on a gondola and pulled his pants down, exposing his conular buttocks region.
Nice.
To all those who were trying to enjoy the beauty of Italy, they got a hold something else instead. So now the major boat company that runs most of the gondolas there say that both Kanye and his current girlfriend are banned from riding on their vehicles again. They called it an obscene gesture that would have offended people. I did offend people and would have offended had more seen it. So they've decided he's going to have to find his own transportation from now on.
Okay.
So you, stay off the Chicago River also, by the way. If you see Kanye West on the Wendella sometime,
yeah, you're
be very,
now.
Very, very careful.
Yeah. Let's get to, well, I don't know if we call this, I guess, a celebrity divorce report in the works.
Yeah, huh? It looks like it. It hasn't officially started yet, but while most people were just doing barbecuing over the holiday weekend, Joe Jonas hired a divorce attorney. He is rumored to be on the cusp of a divorce. He's been married now for about 4 years to the actress Sophie, forgetting her last name right at the moment. It'll come to me if the computer...
She knows who she is.
Sophie Turner. Sophie Turner. They've been married. They've got two kids. So we don't really know exactly what's going on in that marriage, but we do know that he hired a divorce attorney. So we'll keep you posted over something which is really none of our business.
Well, it doesn't stop you from reporting.
Sadly, that's very true.
Let's talk a little bit about Jimmy Buffett. And he had great affection for Chicago. He practically started out here when he was an opening act at the Quiet Night. And I know you had a chance to talk to him. I saw him when we saw the play Margaritaville in Chicago. He was at the premiere. And I guess this now that we're finding out more about this skin cancer that he had, it was a very rare and aggressive type, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's really kind of the sad part about this Merkel cell skin cancer. It's a very rare form. But when I was talking with Dr. Kevin Most on my show yesterday, he talked about Merkel cell normally comes from an overexposure to the sun, sort of what Jimmy Buffett sang about all of his life, enjoying yourself, having a drink under the sun. And apparently, that's what that was, and why doctors remind us all the time to protect our skin from the sun. But apparently that was the cause of death for Jimmy Buffett at only 76 years old. I was at that opening night also when his musical, which was on its way to Broadway, had opened up. And during the intermission, went backstage, and we had a chance to talk with Jimmy about his background, about his time here in Chicago, his love for the Cubs. He was practically one of Chicago's very own.
Talk to me a little bit about your love affair with Chicago. I mean, it goes back to the day, right?
To the day. I mean, Richard Harding had a club on Belmont called The Quiet Night.
I remember it well.
And I played a they used to have, like, showcases for talent, and my manager had one in Nashville, and Richard came to it, and he had some other acts, and who knows why Richard kind of saw something in me and booked me to come up. And in those days, he, as the opening act at the Quiet Night, you played for a month, but the headliners came every week. So I saw an incredible amount of talent and met an incredible number of people at the same time. You cut to Steve Goodman was rising, John Prine was here, Bonnie Kolak, the Holstein brothers. So I immediately fell into a crowd that were local Chicagoans that kind of adopted me, and from there, you know, sitting in the bleachers.
The old Quiet Night was right down the street. It was right at Belmont Sheffield.
As the opening act, I went on at 7, so the games might have been over at 5.
Right,
so yeah. I'd get a buzz on in the stands and go take a nap and go to work. I just kind of fell in love with every kind of aspect of this city.
And now it's back to Wrigley Field this summer.
Yeah, yes, right? We're coming back.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be invited back, because that was a good one last year.
Yeah, it sure was.
I don't know how sure we can top that, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, we talked to him in 2017, which was the year after the World Series win there.
There was a column that Bob Green wrote. It's in the Wall Street Journal about Jimmy Buffett, and he, I think, really hit on something we all thought about when we heard the news. Green wrote, so if he had to die, of course it would be at the beginning of Labor Day weekend, summer's end, the annual last breath of looseness and laughter.
Yeah, so true.
Gary Wright, and it certainly was a case of celebrity deaths coming in threes this weekend, wasn't it, Dean?
It sure was. We had Jimmy Buffett, we had Gary Wright, who gave us that 1970s classic Dreamweaver, songs like Love is Alive and many more. He died in California yesterday morning. He's diagnosed with Parkinson's disease several years ago, condition that got worse through the years. He was 80 years old. And the other rock and roll death over the weekend gave us this song. Now, the group Smash Mouth, one of the biggest of the 1990s, with songs like All Star and Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun, and they did a great cover version of The Monkees, I'm a Believer. Steve Harwell was the lead vocalist of that group since they began in 1984. Over the weekend, he died of liver failure, and he was only 56 years old.
Sad. Tell me about this comedian from New Zealand that you talked to.
Well, she's from the U.S., Eliza Schlesinger. Just so happens she was in New Zealand when I did a Zoom chat with her. She was on vacation, but she is starting her tour called the Hard Feelings Tour, which will be at the Chicago Theater this coming Friday, September the 8th. She's been in lots of movies. She's a very well-respected actress, but hilariously funny on stage doing stand-up, which is where she began. And she loves Chicago. I talked with her about Chicago, and she explained to me what she was doing on the other side of the world.
I came here in February on tour as part of my tour with Australia, and I was just like, I didn't have enough time here. And so we came for the month to go top to bottom of New Zealand. So we've been all the way to the top in Russell, which is the oldest port, all the way to the bottom to Bluff, which is the best oysters in the world, and just sort of getting a real education about the people, the indigenous culture here, the Maori people, and touring around. I always travel with American snacks that you can't get in other places, and I like to give them to people like as a cultural exchange. And I had to declare my beef jerky when I got here, and they took it away from me because it had some pork. And I was like, it's not pork.
How impressive is it that you are spreading the word of America and goodwill and love and hospitality through beef jerkies. What other snacks are you spreading goodwill with?
Oh, I brought marshmallow fluff. So this Maori guy took us like deep sea diving to catch fresh uni. And we ate that. And I was like, I present to you orange circus peanuts. It's gross. I feel like a GI during the war. I'm like, here's a chocolate bar.
What do you do when you come to Chicago? Do you have favorite things you like to do when you're not working?
Yeah, I mean, usually the favorite things take place after the show. And I we have a couple restaurants. My husband's a chef and a huge Chicago food fan. So we'll go to like Johnny's Beef. I think that's in, is it Elmwood?
Yep, Elmwood Park.
We'll go to Vito and Nick's on the south side. And then it's always fun to, after a show, go to Wiener Circle for the wonderful staff.
Yeah. Come for the food, stay for the F-bombs, as I like to call it. Right.
That's how I build my shows.
Yeah.
There you go.
She knows all the good places.
Right? Never mind these five-star restaurants. You're going to Johnny's and Vito and Nick's. You're all set with things. She's going to be at the Chicago Theater Friday, this coming Friday. She is hilarious. So if you're looking for something to do, that would be a good choice.
And she, again, is Ilza Schlesinger.
Eliza, yeah.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Eliza Schlesinger. All right. Schlesinger,
yeah. Well, okay. Something tells me we'll be hearing a little more from her in the near future. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.